With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another poll shows President Biden losing ground in the state of New York. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new Emerson College survey of New York voters finds Joe Biden with only a 7-point lead over Donald Trump in the presidential race. When third-party candidates are included on the ballot, the president's lead is just 6 points. The executive director of Emerson College polling says exit polling shows that independent voters in New York who traditionally vote for Democrats have leaned toward Trump. Greg Clugston, New York.
In the meantime, Donald Trump says his New York trial was all about politics.
If they can do this to me, they can do this to anyone. These are bad people. These are, in many cases, I believe, sick people.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he doesn't see war with China as imminent nor unavoidable, despite rapidly escalating tensions. But he stresses the importance of the U.S. and China talking on a regular basis.
As long as we're talking, we're able to identify those issues that that are troublesome, and that we want to make sure that that we emplace guardrails to ensure that, you know, there are no misperceptions and no miscalculations, and, you know, incidents can spiral out of control in a region.
African National Congress Party has lost its parliamentary majority in historic election result that puts South Africa on a new political path for the first time since the end of the apartheid system some 30 years ago. With more than 99% of votes that were counted earlier today, the ANC had received just 40% of the votes. This is SRN News. Sex change operations may be leading to suicide.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Samaritan's Purse sending cleanup crews to states savaged by tornadoes recently. Franklin Graham says, quote, our relief teams are now deployed in a number of communities. We also have Billy Graham Rapid Response Team chaplains on the ground to minister to the many storm victims. And he's also asking that we continue to pray for the tornado victims. This is SRN News. Well, the bodies of a missionary couple killed by gang members in Haiti have now been returned to their families in Missouri. Here's Keith Peters with that story.
Natalie Lloyd's parents announced on Facebook that the remains of their daughter and son-in-law arrived Friday in Kansas City. Natalie and Davy Lloyd's bodies will be taken to their hometown in rural southern Missouri for a funeral Tuesday. Hundreds gathered in Port-au-Prince earlier this week to mourn the death of 47-year-old Haitian Yudes Montes, who was killed in the same attack. The slayings occurred as Port-au-Prince crumbles under the relentless assault of violent gangs that control 80% of the city. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street yesterday, stocks finished mixed at the closing bell. The Dow was up 574 points. NASDAQ off 2. More details at SRNnews.com.